I'm going to call the meeting to order. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item three, roll call.
John Steinbrink.
Here.
Chris Keckler.
Here.
Mike Polakoff.
Here.
Dave Clemish.
Here.
Mike Serpy.
Here.
Quorum being present. Item four, public hearing. We have one on the agenda this evening, which is item A, to consider Brinker Restaurant's application for a Class B fermented malt beverage license and a Class B intoxicating liquor license for Chili's Grill and Bar located at 6903 75th Street.
Thank you, Mr. President and board members. Thank you. On August 7th, 2019, Brinker Restaurant Corporation, a Virginia corporation, by its president, Christopher Green, applied for a Class B fermented malt beverage retail license and a Class B intoxicating liquor retail license for the existing restaurant known as Chili's Grill and Bar at 6903 75th Street. Brinker Restaurant Corporation is in the process of purchasing Chili's Grill and Bar from the current owner, ERJ Dining 3 LLC. The tentative closing date for this transaction is set for September 5th of this year. Brinker's application requested that Jennifer Justin, who is the current manager, be appointed as the agent for Chili's Bar and Grill. According to the licensing specialist, the restaurant will remain with the same trade name. All employees will remain, and there will be no structural changes to the facility. Background checks on Brinker's corporate officers and proposed agent were conducted, and Chief Smetana approves Jennifer Justin as the agent for Chili's Grill and Bar. All their license requirements are satisfied. If the village board approves Brinker's application, the following conditions must be satisfied before the retail liquor license are issued. One, submit current documentation showing ownership and or lease for the premises located at 6903 75th Street, and that has been received. Two, payment of prorated liquor license fees and publication costs. Three, payment of any delinquent taxes, invoices, utilities, forfeitures, if applicable, and they're none applicable, they're all paid up. And finally, four, ERJ Dining 3 LLC must surrender in person at Village Hall the license currently issued for the establishment. The village clerk recommends approval of Brinker Restaurant's application for a Class B fermented malt beverage retail license and a Class B intoxicating liquor license, naming Jennifer Justin as its agent for the restaurant known as Chili's Grill and Bar at 6903 75th Street. The effective date will be from the above referenced conditions are met through June 30th of next year. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Okay. This being a public hearing, I'm going to open up a public comment question. Any sign-ups? Anyone wishing to speak? Anyone wishing to speak? Anyone wishing to speak? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing and order it up to the board comment or question. I have one, Tom. Will they still be honoring the gift cards, which everybody gave away last year? Or?
I can't say for certain, but I'm sure they will.
Okay. I got your word on that. Because I got a whole stack of these things that are about useless.
What good is a bowl of chili without a cold beer?
That's true.
So I move approval.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? So carries. Brings us to item five, citizens' comments. Anybody wishing to speak?
None.
Anybody wishing to speak? Hearing none, I'll close citizens' comments. Move on to item six, new business. Item there is be received the Planning Commission recommendation and consider approval of Ordinance 1928 and Ordinance 1929 for a zoning map and text amendment as it relates to the Nexus Pharmaceuticals development of the property located at 10300 128th Avenue.
So consideration of the zoning and map and text amendments for the request of Michael Timko, agent on behalf of Nexus Pharmaceuticals, for the development of the property located at 10300 128th Avenue to rezone the field delineated wetlands along the west property line, and that the Army Corps of Engineers has taken jurisdiction into the C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District and to rezone the entire property into a PUD or Planned Unit Development Overlay District, in addition to create the PUD's requirements for the property. On August 12, 2019, the Plan Commission conditionally approved preliminary site and operational plans to begin mass grading, underground utilities, and footing and foundation for the proposed three-story manufacturing facility, approximately 84,000 square feet. It was discussed during the Plan Commission meeting on August 12, 2019, that there were small wetlands along the south and west property lines that are currently zoned C1 Lowland Resource Conservancy District. In addition, there is a drainage way along the west property line that was determined by the Wisconsin DNR to be artificial wetlands and not regulated by the state. However, on August 5th, the village was informed that the Army Corps of Engineers is taking jurisdiction on the wetlands. All the wetlands on the property are proposed to remain unchanged. Therefore, the wetlands within the drainage way are proposed to be rezoned into the C1 district. As a result of the wetland determination by the Army Corps of Engineers, a planned unit development overlay district is proposed to allow for the driveway on 104th Street to be located a minimum of 5 feet from the wetlands on the southwest corner of this property, so that the driveway aligns with the driveway on the south side of 104th Street. The PUD would also allow for the future parking lot expansion to be located at least a minimum of 15 feet or greater from the wetlands on the south side of the property. These wetlands are shown highlighted in green here, and the proposed future parking lot is noted that it would be no less than 15 feet, 16 on the current plans. At this time, the village staff recommends approval of the zoning map and text amendments as presented. At this, if you have any questions, there are representatives from the Nexus here, as well as from Pinnacle Engineering.
Boy, like makes a lot more sense the second time I hear it. So,
I'd move to concur with Plan Commission's recommendation.
Second.
We have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations. Item 8, Village Board comments. Nothing? Okay.
I'm done.
Then we're open for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion, a second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.